This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week that make you say the thing. That's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro. Stop it.
I'm Eli Uden. I'm enjoying a
Fuller, go easy
cold
on the Pepsi.
Soda. We're sponsored by soda.
Just the concept.
Sugar soda.
Sugar water and bubbles.
And bubbles.
You know it.
Sugar
you
water bubbles. That's their
you
three mascots.
You love sugar water and you love bubbles.
That's their three mascots. The little elves. Sugar water and bubbles.
That's, yeah.
Dance around.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
How's everyone doing?
Well, let me read my text I sent to Eli and Patty when I got here. So the bonus episode I am not on because I was on a bus and it was running late. And that is a whole boring story. But it was quite a journey to get here and I'm here now. And I was waiting outside for them to finish recording the bonus. And I said, "I'm here. Didn't eat. Please do not say anything about how horrible I look." Not that you would. I just need to warn you, I'm a mess.
But we did. We berated her.
No, well, then you opened the door and Patty just went,
"Eh." Okay, hang on. So you don't look horrible. I said something nice, I thought.
No, you did. You said you don't look horrible. And
I
then
didn't
I was
say
like,
meh.
Tried my best.
Like your ball gown is in ruins.
Also, like, I kept getting...
I wore a ball gown on the megabus. It was a bad decision.
Yeah, I kept getting confused by... Because you were texting, and then Patty was texting, and Patty broke his fucking toe, so he's, you know, lame. Like, he's not, you know...
Literally
he's very
lame.
Cool, but he's lame like a horse. You're not supposed to say lame? I thought lame was the acceptable one.
Actual correct way to use lame, I think. Is
that's
allowed.
Yeah. Because I didn't want to say like crippled, but I don't know. Look, I'm trying my best.
Wow, this took a turn already. We are 2 minutes and 32 seconds in.
Anyways, but the group chat pops up on my phone. It says Eli's like you know the, it says like the title of the group chat and then like names. So I kept getting like who is sending what mixed up, and I thought I don't know why. I think Patty was talking about his shoes and his toe, and then I thought you were like I'm coming, but I've had to stand in the rain, and I don't have a change of clothes and no shoes. And I was like, did you get fucking mugged? Like, why? What is going
I'm
on?
Walking to the podcast barefoot.
Yeah.
No, we just had megabus problems. I was in...
Megabus sucks ass.
I went to Philly for a high-stakes poker game, and it did not go my way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I lost to John Malkovich.
I walked back with my tuxedo tails just, like, flapping.
Dragging in a puddle.
I went to Philly to do something for WrestleSplania. We went to a Ring of Honor show. It was very fun. But then... So some of our listeners listen to WrestleSplania. There is a man on WrestleSplania who has attained the status of myth.
Yeah.
His name is Greg, and we give facts about him.
A man above all others who has no comparison. He's Greg. This is Greg.
It's yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, that's part of it. He's just Greg. Like, yeah. He has a wrestling name, but everyone just calls him Greg.
Oh, bow before Greg.
And, yeah, we just tell a lot of stories about him, such as one time he burned his dick in a tanning bed. One time he broke into a house when he was a kid that was under construction and they hadn't put the stairs in yet. And he climbed up to the attic and then shit down the empty stairwell all the way to the ground. He's one of those. Anyway, yeah. we got the man, the myth, the legend, Greg on our podcast.
Oh, wow.
So,
good get.
Very good get. I'm exhausted now because we recorded at like 2 a.m. and got very drunk. And it was
oh, yeah.
Fun. So, but now I'm here. So keep an eye out for the Greg episode, friends.
The Greg-isode.
The Greg-isode.
Greg, yeah. Greg-cast.
The Greg-cast. Anyway, now I'm here. What's up? How's your toe, man?
It's broken.
Is it for real broken?
Yeah.
Actually, that came up on the Greg-isode last night because we were talking about how funny it is to call one of your toes your ring toe.
Oh, yeah.
Which you did last week.
Yeah, that's true.
My ring toe.
It is.
Yeah.
Then there was debate about which toe is the ring toe. Is it? Because
it's the same as in your hand.
Greg thought it was like, I'd put a ring on the one next to the big one.
The pointer toe?
The pointer.
No, it's the same as for your hand.
I agree.
For being engaged.
You know what? Like, always, I hated so much as a kid, and it stuck with me for every reason. Do you remember the animated Tarzan movie?
Yeah, the Disney one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so Tarzan is doing Tarzan things in that movie always, and in the commercials, and a lot of it is, you know, sliding on, like, branches, sliding along vines and branches and stuff.
Yeah.
And he is always shown doing it with his big toe and pointer toe straddling the branch as he slides, and I still can't think about it without getting goosebumps.
No, that's like a paper cut in your finger webbing.
Yeah,
or something.
It's insane, and I don't know how. I guess he's part ape.
He's not like us.
He's not like us. No.
What is Tarzan? He's half ape?
He's a human.
No, he's just a human, but he was raised by apes.
Raised by apes. So he has a really big callus, I guess, between
Yeah,
us.
He has a kind of fat callus. He's got that big ape
Tarzan
callus.
Is part ape?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like his mother got attacked by a silverback. Yeah. And anyway.
No,
good,
no, it was a loving
pretty
relationship.
Good, pretty good children's story.
I don't know. I mean,
chimera that children love. The tree chimera the kids love. Tarzan.
I feel like there's got to be some half animal people in children's books, right?
Rikki Tikki Tavi.
That's a mongoose.
I'm joking. I don't know. That's the first thing that came in my head.
Rikki Tikki Tavi's a mongoose, you idiot. Isn't that a Rudyard Kipling?
Like Hercules, but he's a half god, which is just like a person but better. So I don't think that counts. He's not an animal.
Well, that's just because Zeus was wilding out.
Well,
I once broke my toe by dropping a collection of Rudyard Kipling stories on it as a child.
That is.
Do worlds collide or what?
Wow.
That is like the most Caucasian injury.
Dropping a collection of Rudyard Kipling.
Oh, I broke my toe with my Kipling collection.
My stories. Mother, I've dropped an anthology on my toe. Please, buddy tape it for me.
What's buddy tape?
When you tape it to the next one so that it doesn't move.
Is that how your toe is?
I learned that, yeah. I didn't know it before.
Yeah.
What a fun name that everyone seems to know.
Yeah, it's like a buddy system, you know? Yeah. Like when you go on a field trip and you get taped to another kid. So you're harder to kidnap.
So neither of you... There's no exerted pressure or weird bending that goes on.
Yeah, no, you get taped back to back. You crab walk around the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
Best field trip.
And when you want to see stuff, you have to slowly rotate in the 360s.
One kid wants to spin really fast. Uh-huh. You pray you don't get taped to like the ADHD kid who just wants to spin.
You gotta watch the IMAX movie about dinosaurs, and you have to watch it twice, once with each of you facing the screen.
Yeah. You don't lose any kids that way.
Yeah.
That's very true. Mm. This reminds me... last night, I was talking to a friend of mine at the show, and we were talking about people who can suck their own dicks. And he was like, I've only known one guy who could do it. It was a guy I knew in college. And the other thing I know about him and his dick is that one time he brought a girl home, but he was too drunk to maintain an erection, and he taped a popsicle stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
That he did that.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem like it would truly fix the problem.
No. I don't know what it would do.
It would add rigidity.
Is that buddy tape? Is my question.
That's more than friends.
Friends with benefits tape.
But yeah, also, how did he think that she wasn't going to be like, excuse me?
Condom sure feels zonky. Feels like, is this a very specific type of ridged condom, as in one balsa wood at the top?
I feel like I'm bringing it full
circle.
You're
hurting me.
I feel like I'm bringing it full circle to number one, buddy tape, and number two, the splinters sliding down the branch.
Oh, that's true.
Well,
that's
there's also a question. We've really made it almost nowhere in this podcast without it being unlistenable in public. I mean, the question is, if you're either using the full popsicle stick, which in which case it does crack the code of why he might be able to suck his own dick, but then, or you're breaking it off or cutting it, and that opens up all sorts of splintery.
Yeah.
Because everyone's had, when you're done with a popsicle, and
I
you're bored.
Like, everyone's taped a popsicle. Yeah.
When you're done with a popsicle,
you said
and
the
you're
word splinter, the splinter newsletter appeared on my on my phone.
That's what it's about.
You summoned it.
Yeah. It's about that.
When when you're like a kid and you finish a popsicle and you're bored, you just twist the stick and fuck with it the same
fidget.
Way.
Fidget.
Yeah. It's like the beer bottle label of children. It was like the popsicle
Absolutely.
Stick or whatever.
Yep.
And when you do that, you know it's like the way it splits apart is very, like, along the length and spiny and, like, pointy. Mm-hmm. I feel like he may just be lying.
Yeah, but I think, sir. It sounds like something
maybe it was
someone,
a tongue depressor. Maybe it wasn't a popsicle stick.
Is that better?
Aren't tongue depressors just popsicle sticks?
It's better, I think.
Oh, it's like more broad.
It's medical. Maybe it was in the sterile thing and he had to rip up on the paper.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't have a joke written on it, which helps.
I bet he was a surgeon. The popsicle stick.
It doesn't have
dick,
like
man.
Vaguely blue staining on it from the,
right. Yeah. There's not a terrible pun stamped on it.
There's this riddle on it.
What's going on with your That was.
Oh, I thought it was actually something with me. I was like, "What happened?
Yeah, just did
I
poop?"
I feel like it's very possible that he made this up, but like this was a person I trust.
So this is this is a man who both claims to be able to suck his own dick and
just be a
to
liar.
Have fucked a woman with. Yeah, it's just you're just talking about a liar.
Well, he
this is just a man who lies.
To his, that's a very good point. About his dick.
Hey, I
only.
Have this one friend that has done multiple things. I just can't believe. How strange.
To his
what
credit,
a life he lives.
He did not say that he fucked the girl with it. He said he did it, and then she
and
was
then went
like,
to sleep.
Well, bye. And
then left. Yeah, that makes the story more believable.
Yeah. Which is the other thing is like, why would you brag about that? Like,
I have eyes, and I can see what's happening here.
And I don't like it.
I have
so
eyes in the front of my head, and you're right in front of me, please.
That famous expression that we all know.
Are
you guys excited for our live show this Tuesday?
I'm excited.
Bet I am.
Tomorrow, December 18th.
Let's talk about that cow again.
We're going to try Big Cow one more time.
Yeah, we have a live show on Tuesday at 10 p.m. Stand Up New York. It's going to be good.
It's going to be real good.
Yeah, we got Anthony DeVito. We got
Sam Ruddy.
We got Devin Walker.
Mm-hmm.
We got Wendy Starling.
We got a whole. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be really funny.
Yeah,
and you should come check it out.
Please do.
Speaking of the cow,
give yourself the gift of laughter.
Aww.
This holiday season.
Isn't that what it says on the
also give us
door money. Of Stand Up New York? It's for that stand up pass.
Oh
thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's actually engraved
it's not
in
copyright infringement.
It's engraved in my butt. It's,
our interests are aligned. Okay, yeah. So come to the thing. It'll be good.
It's,
we'll
yeah.
put a ticket link in the description.
Yeah, absolutely.
Along with a list of popsicle stick uses, like a life hack.
We'll post the Splinter newsletter,
that's
which
right.
is just a list of recommendations from the CDC about how to use popsicle stick.
That's right. That's the Splinter newsletter is about creating a splint. It's just a collection of people that create splints.
I never thought about it, but that's, I feel like Popsicle Stick Dick Man, he wanted to create
a
splint.
It's a sex splint.
And yet he created splinters, probably. Went for splint, got splinters.
This guys, has been I slept NPR.
For, guys, I slept for 2 hours I'm on a couch gross. Last night. I'm really sorry.
Looking for a splint, but
unfortunately,
only found splinters.
we got the stories themselves this week are going to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah,
they
they're really good.
Pretty wild.
Let's do
awake.
It. You ready?
I have seasonal depression, but otherwise, fine. We left some stuff on the cutting room floor here that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Ooh, the cow. So. Speaking of the cow.
Oh, right. So we're talking about Knickers the Big Cow.
Knickers, comma, the Big Cow.
Knickers the Big Cow. We got a little
by Tommy DePaolo.
little news item from Katie Buechner in the Discord. On Twitter rather. Sent us a thing about Lil Bill. The tiny bull that's the size of a cat.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh. That's just from this past week.
He's great. He's got little hooves.
Is he a baby?
He's a very small bull. He's a premature calf.
Oh.
He's not been officially confirmed as the world's smallest cow, but
but it's on the way.
Researchers at the Mississippi State University College of Veterinary Medicine suspect that he is.
They're
all doing like test tubes and stuff for his montages. Like
it's exactly like the opening credits of Forensic Files. Like do 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 do.
So he's the size of a cat.
I'm a researcher. What do you research? Cow is the smallest?
Which cow is smallest and biggest?
Cattle size, mostly. Yeah.
His name is Lil Bill, which is outrageous.
It's got to be Big
cute
Bill.
It is. He's I a want little, it to be he's big. Lil Bill.
Well, Knickers is Big Bill now.
Ooh,
sorry.
The story here on Insider ends here.
Is there a paywall for the story about the tiny cow?
No. It's just called Insider, I guess.
You've looked at four out of five tiny cows this week. Wait 4 days.
So if you want more about tiny cows, please support our newsroom. He spends most of his time being cared for by our staff, faculty, and students. He has a really sweet disposition. He enjoys walking around and begging for more milk. That sounds about right.
What is he, Santa Claus?
Get his ass! He enjoys walking around for more milk. If that's not a mood with M-O-O-D.
Oh, insider. I will support your newsroom.
Yeah. So, hey, cheers to Lil Bill. Thanks for that.
I'm rooting for that couple, Knickers and Lil Bill.
Yeah.
Going to get together.
That'll be like the...
don't imagine it.
Lil Bill is the I love my curvy wife guy of cats. Yes.
Or no, it's like in old cartoons. Like I think one of the teams in Wacky Races was like a big, horrible, like Bertha woman with like rollers and like, you know,
A rolling pin.
And then a little like mustache guy who sounded like droopy, like, man, I love my wife. I love my curvy wife. And she just yelled at him a lot.
We need that as a soundbite. The droopy, I love my curvy wife.
So a little guy with a mustache and like a bowler hat.
We are joint signees on our business, so.
I'm too physically afraid of her to try to get access to the bank accounts.
She knows some deep and dark secrets of mine.
Yeah. So we wanted to bring up Lil Bill to say, hey, like, there's sometimes stories that don't make it, but especially when they're about tiny bulls, please still send them to us.
Yeah, please.
It was very enjoyable.
We're very glad to have known about Lil Bill.
Yeah.
There's really not much that we basically just did a story on.
Yeah, we kind of did.
We just didn't go off on it. It's not a real story if we stay on topic the entire time
that's
discuss
true,
it.
Then,
so then it's up top. So that's a bonus for you there.
Yeah.
Free of charge. Don't ever say we didn't give you anything, you pigs. All right?
Jesus.
What
Christ.
Is happening?
Just contempt for the audience. Yeah. Just a new, a hot new turn.
You'll eat
show.
The slop we give you.
Weird. Broken toe Patty, like you've just turned evil somehow.
Yeah, that's me. I'm just mad all the time.
There's evil contained in your bone, and then it cracked, and it let the evil
out. Yeah. Big mistake.
Number five.
I really like this sort of keyword for this, because I feel like it alone sounds just like, it's very evocative. I feel like it paints a picture. I would buy his album. It's just called Gucci Priest.
Yeah, Gucci Priest.
Sounds
Gucci,
great.
Gucci Priest.
Gucci Priest. There was a Russian Orthodox priest who got in trouble. The church issued...
Of course he's Russian.
I feel like Russian Orthodox, like, that is a strong look. So it makes sense that someone with a strong sense of aesthetics who, like, likes fashion would be in the Russian Orthodox
Church. Of course
he's
in this, like, Brighton Beach tuxedo, like, Gucci sweatsuit.
Yeah. But I feel like Russian Orthodox, they wear a lot of, like, very, like, rich, dark colors. Mm-hmm. It's very, like, gothic, kind of. But, like, over-decorated gothic. It's very Gucci, honestly.
A lot of burgundy. A lot of, yeah.
A lot of burgundy. A lot of, like, embroidery, which is, like, Gucci's whole thing.
Gucci's very over the top, so is
Maximal.
Religion. Yeah.
Yeah, so this dude
Remember when Gucci sold indulgences? That was wild.
Honestly, I feel like they might start selling.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name who, the Gucci guy? I used to know it. If I'd slept more, I would know it. Anyway, he's a Italian, like...
Donald Gucci?
Yes, it's Donald Gucci.
Marco Gucci.
It's Donald Duck, but fancy Donald Gucci.
Donald Gucci. Yep. I'm not going to try to pronounce this guy's name, but he got in trouble. The Orthodox Church issued a statement about him, like, because he got in trouble. They
For being too fancy?
He had a secret Instagram account, but he wasn't that secret because it was called... His name is...
Can I try to pronounce it? I'll get it wrong.
Yeah, you try to pronounce the name and then try to pronounce the Instagram handle. So the name is... You'll see it.
Vyacheslav Baskakov.
Yeah, sure. Vyacheslav Baskakov.
Coleslaw Basket. What's his Instagram handle?
It's Archpriest Tiver or something.
Archpriest Tiver.
Yeah. So he didn't really try to hide his Instagram because he's like, here's my job. he had like a swag Instagram account that like people followed to like, you know, he'd post like his fits on there and you know.
Let's see it on feet.
I got the bio here. It says Saint Ruski, all caps, son of God, thing emoji pointing up, and the greatest archpriest of Russia. And there's a little little church emoji in there. It just says always dripping.
Yeah. He's the Gucci priest. He loves it.
This is an unbelievable man. Oh my God.
He honestly looks great. He looks great.
The Gucci priest.
He's wearing vestments with Louis Vuitton slides. Like, it's really good.
What's I gotta look it up now. I'm gonna follow this man.
I think they shut him down. Is he still on there?
It's locked. The account's locked.
What?
Yeah. Well, he got in trouble.
You know he'll accept that follow though.
Yeah, he probably will. He'll see your Let sweet fits and be like, "This guy knows."
Guys like that will always accept it.
Yeah.
Just change your avatar to a sexy babe, and he'll definitely accept it.
I have a weird thing with private Instagram accounts that because mine's not private. You don't need to like request.
I think they're kind of creepy.
It's not creepy to me, but it's like people follow me on there, and then the only thing I can see is a little porthole.
Right.
And then I always like want to request to follow them back just so I can figure out who it is.
Right.
And then once I do, and then I'm like, oh, I don't know this person, then I just want to unfollow, but then that seems weird. So now I just like follow weird people.
Just a lot of randos.
You got to get over that, man. Just keep, don't.
No mercy. No, unfollow.
That's right. Get out of there.
I think caring about. Like, if you know when you lose a follow on a social media thing, that's a sign of weakness. That's like that's a bad thing. Don't
if you're
be like
if
that.
You're like if that's a focus of your life, like if you're just like somebody and your friend unfollows you, I think you can be like, ah, bummer.
Yeah, if you see it, or if it's like if you happen to notice. But I feel like people who like keep track of that, that's like don't do that.
People that go
that's,
to who unfollowed me,
the best is those tweets when someone's like lost 14 followers off that last tweet, huh?
Yeah, like, why do you know that, you psycho?
Do you not realize that you're, like, self-owning so hard by, like, knowing that you lost 14 followers since your last tweet?
That joke is much better than it got credit for. It's the same kind of person.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Reposting this during peak hours.
That was the problem.
I'm guilty of that.
Did you guys?
Have you done it?
I retweet sometimes, because I'm, like, I have a terrible sleep schedule, so I'll tweet some fucking fire at 4 in the morning. And then, like, 2 p.m. rolls around. I'm like, these people need to see this.
Yeah, these people need to see it. Fevered Nightcath.
Fevered Nightcath is a good poster. Like, better than Daycath, I think.
Yeah. I used to buy hats when I was, like, I'd be up at, like, 4 in the morning.
That's why you're, like the Gucci priest.
Yeah, but I'd just be like, oh, this is a good hat. Like, that was, like, my thing.
Love these hats.
Yeah.
Can't get enough hats. That sounded like a Pete Holmes impression or something.
Hats.
Can't get enough hats.
Crashing.
Pete Holmes, this is crashing.
That's how every show episode starts.
Neil, Neil. It's a Jackass start.
Oh man. But yeah. So this guy.
Hi, I'm Artie Lang, and this is Jackass.
Oh God. Oh, brother.
Do you see his nose?
Yeah, it's not great.
It's really sad.
What
is
he doing?
Okay. It seems like
it's falling apart because he did too much cocaine.
Oh, it's like Al Capone.
Cocaine. Did his nose fall apart?
Al Capone did so much coke that he had no septum. His nose was like one open fucking hole.
Just a one nostril. I'm minimalist.
Shelby's getting ready.
I'm trying to drop
something ready here.
What's up, Shelby?
I was at a like comedy show, a big one, not this Halloween, but the one before that, and it was a Halloween themed show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on it, and I was like right when he got this new nose, and when he got there, I was like taking pictures so I could like zoom in on his face, and I thought it was like, oh, he's doing something for Halloween.
It's spooky.
He got this put on at the Crashing set. It's like for a thing, and then I realized like, oh my God, it's not holy.
Oh
shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty grim.
Yeah.
Don't Google it, everyone.
Yeah, don't.
I got it now.
But he seems like a good dude. He's just
Artie Lang?
Yeah. Anyway, hey.
It's sad.
Gucci Priest.
It's like Al Capone. Al Capone's fun.
Yeah, my favorite Artie Lang thing is in Dirty Work. Which is excellent. Which I'm sure you guys know.
Norm McDonald's in it.
It's basically a Norm McDonald movie. But there's a line. Artie Lang is he breaks up with his girlfriend. And she throws him out, and he's sitting on the curb with all his stuff, and he's sitting next to a popcorn machine. And Norm McDonald goes, "Well, by the looks of that popcorn machine, I think looks like she left you." And I just think that's the funniest shit ever. Yeah. Can tell from the popcorn machine, it looks like she left you. I don't know. I just love it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Gucci Priest. So he had to, the church made him stop?
Well, he got in trouble because he was like, vanity is a sin.
Yeah.
You know? So they told him he had to stop posting, and he wouldn't stop posting.
Never stop posting. Stop posting my ass.
The other thing that I think is a very good twist in this story is that it also then came to a head the information came out that half of the stuff on his sweet Fit of the Day account was just photoshopped in. Because he would Photoshop in like
Don't get much of a salary, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so. He would Photoshop in like a really expensive watch. They found out.
This is the most Russian thing I've ever heard.
It's very Russian.
Was he also hanging off of a crane?
That's so embarrassing.
It's the way they found out that's really funny to me is he did like a mirror pic with like this like fancy watch, but you could see enough of his wrist in the like not in the mirror and it didn't have the watch on it. Like he only Photoshopped
so he's a good Photoshopper?
I mean, I can't find the pictures because he's locked now. But anyway, Gucci Priest is in trouble.
The church had to step in. They're like, hey,
Alessandro Michele, that's who runs Gucci. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No. It was like the church had to step and be like, hey, these fun Instagram photos are really hurting the church's reputation. A lot of people are starting not to trust us because of your Instagram photos.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We're having a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the Russian Orthodox rules are, but like in the Catholic Church, you take a vow of poverty, right?
Yeah,
it's like relative to where you live. So like if you like live in like, you know, I don't know, Greenwich, Connecticut or something like that, like your vow of poverty is very different than if you live in like El Salvador or something. You know, like it's like
you get to live to the standard of living.
Or you can build a church the size of a fucking like aquatic center and then live in there. That's your poverty.
Well, that's different.
That's not Catholic.
That'd be a different church.
I don't look. There's too many types.
There's way too many types. You're 100% correct.
We Jews got two types. We got regular and super serious.
There's a lot of types of super serious though.
Yeah, there's like,
and they all hate each other.
And they all are like get very offended if you confuse them for one another, despite them all wearing the exact same outfit. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Come on, man. Yeah. You got the gear. What's the deal?
Excuse me?
This guy also, in addition to Photoshopping, I actually really appreciate this. Another thing he did was so Gucci is known, they have the horse bit as like their thing, so they used to make saddles and stuff.
Yeah.
He would buy those and sew them to his shoes.
The classic horse bit from John Mulaney's most recent special. Horse in a Hospital.
The classic horse bit. That time-honored tradition. Yeah,
Gucci
so he bought...
horse bit loafers were all familiar.
He was going to open mics and buying horse bits from all the comics. but yeah, it's like if you Google Gucci horse bit, you'll know what I mean.
The horse bit loafers? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what kind of shoes did he sew them onto?
Loafers, yeah.
You got like penny loafers?
Mm-hmm.
Made them much more than a penny loafers.
Hey!
Ooh.
Splinter.
Let's go.
Ready for number four? Did we talk about this enough?
Let's go.
Number four.
Number four is a story that I thought it's a little bit of a twist based on what you initially see. This was billed to me when I saw it online as a grease heist. Gone wrong.
So they were in leather jackets and.
That's one way to look at it, sure. Or any heist performed by Italians. There we go. Grease heist. I thought it was like the Simpsons episode where he has to steal all the grease from the deep fryer at the school.
Oh, yeah.
With Homer and Bart, it's the big, and then Lunch Lady Dora says, that's my retirement grease.
Good bit.
I was thinking Fight Club when they steal all the fat.
Yeah, the people fat.
You guys ever see Fight Club?
Pretty sick.
Pretty sick.
Pretty dope.
Changed my whole worldview, really.
Yeah.
I live my life according to that movie now.
Now I think Brad Pitt has a sick body.
Also that.
How do I look like Brad Pitt in Fight Club? That was like the top Google search for 8 years. So it was like,
number one, be Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Like, stop eating. Just stop.
Don't eat. And then once you... Don't eat. Go to the gym all day and then never drink liquid. And then you'll get all those... That sweet definition.
That's right. So this guy was stuck in the grease vent of an empty Chinese restaurant in San Lorenzo, California for 2 days.
You'd think he'd slide right through.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Getting stuck, that is weird.
He must have gotten caught in like an elbow. And he couldn't clear it, I guess.
Yeah.
How do you get him out? You're like,
gotta pour more grease in.
Gotta get more grease in there.
Keep cooking, boys. We'll slide him out.
So he gets stuck in a what is a grease vent, first of all?
It's like above the ovens. And
the fume hood thing. Okay.
And like in a Chinese place, I think grease vent is probably
full of grease. Because the greasy smoke gets up in there.
So he
2 days.
Yeah, he was in a vacant restaurant. It used to be called Chef Wong. And a neighboring business owner said he heard faint noises coming from the restaurant. He thought nothing of it until he came to work. That was Tuesday night. He came to work early Wednesday morning and heard the sounds again. And then the man was stuck, and the firefighters took about 30 minutes to cut the vent out big enough to get the guy out of there. And they didn't stop before taking a bunch of pictures, including one from the top.
It's like, I know you've been in here 2 days, but can you just hold on a little longer?
We just got to get this post. We got to get this post ready.
The one advantage here of getting stuck in this grease vent when you're trying.
So you see, she's just in there.
He's so greasy.
It truly looks like an exhumed body. Like, it looks like some sort of mummy.
Do you think he was like pissing and shitting in there?
2 days.
Probably, right?
You give up after probably, what, one day? And then you're like, everything...
I know what you meant,
but He's licking grease off the wall.
I like the idea that he gives up on pissing and shitting. He's like, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done.
Just let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
I'm stopping these processes in my body, right? See, knock it off. You're just punching yourself in the torso.
Sick of this.
The good thing about getting stuck in a grease vent when you're trying to rob a place is that... when they do get you out, you have a pretty good chance at escape.
That's right.
That's true.
How are they going to get you?
No, we should have held them at gunpoint.
Yeah, they have like the jaws of life, and right before they cut the last little bolt off, they're like, we ready? And they open, and he's just like, hey, and just fucking skirting around the restaurant.
Patty played that when we were getting set up to do this, and it startled the fuck out of me. I was like, jumped. It's like, huh.
Just trying to catch a hog, you know. Just trying.
Here's what you do if you're gonna rob a grease place. You go when you go through the grease vent to rob a place. You go with three of your friends, and you each pin a number on yourself. Yeah. So you're 1, 2, and 4.
Right. Yeah,
and
then
they'll spend all their time looking for robber number 3, exactly. And you guys can all escape.
Get away.
Yeah. I just plan all your crimes after high school senior pranks.
Yeah,
you just glue the door shut. Not clear what the end game is there, but they can't get in, so.
I'm just imagining him getting out, bolting up, him getting, like, bear-hugged by one police officer.
Just
slipping under.
Right, he squeezes him so hard, he slips up the top.
Yeah, he shoots, like a banana out over the policeman's head.
It doesn't make any sense that you said like a banana, and I know what you mean.
I don't know what you mean, and yet because banana has never done that.
It's, you know, in cartoons, because that's how gorillas eat, you know?
Oh, that's right.
They squeeze it, and then they catch it in their mouth. Like that. He goes over the cop's head. He lands in a somersault behind him. He like slides to the front door, tries to get out, but he can't
get the
doorknob because he's so greasy. So he's like bolting around, and then he slides down the counter. He like does just like a full slip and slide.
You gotta slide down the counter if you're in a restaurant covered in grease.
And he's not weakened at all after 2 days of not eating or drinking anything. Yeah.
He had all that nutritious grease.
And then they took him to the police station. They had to clean him off in the sink with Dawn dish soap.
It's like a duckling. Baby goose.
Yeah. Dawn saves lives. Just washing this grease burglar.
Wait, did you
spraying
say that?
Spraying him out.
Yeah.
Did you say the restaurant wasn't even like a operating restaurant?
It was the formerly chef. So maybe there was like something. I would like to know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Right? Because
he's
going to make himself some dumplings.
He's
just moisturizing, really.
There's something hidden in the walls that he needs to get.
Yeah.
Teeth.
Yeah, that's right. It's a wall full of teeth.
Teeth.
You just slide down this grease vent to get all these free teeth.
Yeah, that way, and then somehow he gets attacked by he falls through the ceiling and then gets attacked by some kind of animal, and then that's really just our show.
And it's into a Waffle House.
In one story.
I mean, to be fair, you definitely want to slide down the grease vent of a closed restaurant because it empties out onto a stovetop. So if you're operating, you're going to land on like a flat top.
Oh, it smells delicious. Got to get down there face first. Just land in the fryer.
Oh, I caramelized my feet by accident.
They smell delicious.
Yeah. Got it. My feet are, you know, they're crunchy on the outside, crispy on the inside.
Very tender inside.
Perfectly cooked.
Delicious.
Really,
I'm so hungry.
Working ourselves into a lather.
Some dumplings.
Here. It's like the
working ourselves into a lather like those cops need to do on that greasy man.
Yeah.
That's right. Nice callback to...
a second ago?
Yeah.
30 seconds ago.
Several minutes ago.
Yeah.
Great.
They just slid him down a long chute into jail. Saluted.
I hope they have bars that are narrow enough for actually better get him one with the crossbars. Otherwise, yeah. he could slide right out.
He's absorbed so much grease from being in the vent that for the rest of his life, he is fucking so slippery.
Yeah.
And like, he needs like
a Magneto gel.
Yeah.
He needs like a special gel.
Put in a plastic cube.
Like, what does the plastic have to do with the grease?
And then
don't worry about it.
But they keep freaking, because he greases up the sides so no one can see inside.
He needs like special shoes so that he doesn't just slip every time he takes
a
step.
He has to wear those kitchen shoes.
He's just in the jail. He's like, don't you see? I wanted to be caught. It's like, what? Okay.
I'm a danger to myself. Yeah.
You're trapped in here with me.
Yeah. Nice. The watchman, the greaseman.
Yeah.
Who greases the grease man?
Yeah, he's like, no, he's Rorschach-ing it, but it's grease stains on the front of the
mask. Oh, man.
That's
a really good, like, awful scumbag Halloween costume. greasy Rorschach.
Your regular Rorschach's
pretty greasy.
He seems like a very greasy man.
Jackie Earle Haley's pretty
also,
greasy.
Also, anyone who dresses as Rorschach for Halloween is also a greasy
they
man.
They are going to be greasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were greasy before they got,
absolutely.
Even if they just showered, they're greasy. Yeah. It's back. hey, let's keep it going. Hey, that guy, I just want to say good luck to him, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They were going to say he's dead.
For the first time ever on this show.
Number three.
Oh, he's dead, by the way.
Yeah, he is expired. Are they going to cremate him?
Still smell too
real
good.
Real crispy. Yeah. And there we go. We got what I was going for.
We got him.
Put him in a big smoker. It's really good.
One of those egg barbecues.
They make him a brisket.
Yeah.
All right. We're moving on.
So the next story comes to us from Iceland. The world.
Where it is very nice.
Yeah,
it's green.
Yeah.
Can we get
Greenland is ice.
Yep.
This is
Mighty
nice,
Ducks.
This is a nice Christmas story we have coming up here.
Oh, can we get some...
You want some bells?
Can we get some sleigh bells in the background here?
Not really loud ones. I don't know why I'm scared that they're going to be really loud.
While Shelby's doing that, can you give us a soundbite? What's good on the soundboard these days?
Give us
an update. Yeah.
Let's see here. We got...
Do we have jingle bells on the soundboard?
Wouldn't that be neat? Well, we have... let's see.
More like Kringle bells.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's Christmas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we do have jingle bells.
I think it's from last year. So this story comes to us from Mývatn, Iceland.
Okay.
The people of Northern Iceland have had their travel plans disrupted with a record high snowfall this December. Roads have been shut, flights canceled, and school suspended. But for the children of this isolated North Atlantic island nation, the main worry is how the waist-high snow might affect the Icelandic Santa, Stekjalster, who comes to town Wednesday, of course.
Okay, I just need to say, before you continue, I'm envisioning Stekjalster looks exactly like you. You are Stekjalster.
Yeah. Stekjalster, after all, has a stiff peg leg.
Perfect.
He comes on
69 feet tall.
He comes on Wednesday?
Yeah. Wednesday. Do you not hear his peg leg clopping its way down your chimney?
Does it really say that?
Stekjalster?
That he has a peg leg?
A stiff peg leg.
I was thinking about the teens with the peg legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. 420.
Stekjalster is 69 million years old. His two peg legs. Stekjalster, after all, he is one of 13 mischievous troll brothers called the Yule Lads.
No.
Who have entertained and also frightened Icelandic children for hundreds of years. Instead of a friendly Santa Claus, children in Iceland enjoy favors from the Yule Brothers.
The Yule Lads.
Who come down from their mountain cave 13 days before Christmas. The brothers are...
Okay, what website is this from?
AP. AP News.
No.
Yes.
Roll Dahl News.
Big fucking news, or big friendly news. Why are we doing spa noises now?
The bells turn into crinkling a thing. We'll go back.
Oh, okay.
We only have so long here, okay?
This is... I mean, I love Iceland. Shout out to Iceland, but this is...
Very nice. Very nice.
This is like something...
Look,
this
I
is
love
like a quick
Iceland,
little article,
but...
really. The brothers are loud, reckless, and have names like Door Slammer, Window Peeper, Meat Hook, Candle Stealer, reflecting their preferred method of pranks or criminal behavior. But they claim to be mostly rehabilitated. And Sausage Swiper is now keen
it's like,
to host
it's like tax fraudster.
Yeah. Yeah. I really don't like that Window Peeper is included in these. That
well, Sausage
seem
Swiper
wholesome.
And Window Peeper seem like...
They're a tag they're team. The same, yeah. They work together.
Traditionally, they bathe once a year. This is about me. Now, every year, local actors, they arrive as the Yule Lads. Oh, my God.
Is there actually anything about the snow, or is this just an AP article about this weird Icelandic tradition?
I think it started as about the snow, and then someone was like, they're like doing their due diligence, and the reporter calls, is like, "So how is this affecting you?" And they're like, "Well, we're worried about the Yule Lads." He's like, "What are the Yule Lads?" "Oh, they're loud and reckless." It's like, hold on, what is going on?
Stiff peg legs.
Yeah. Clip clop, clip clop. Oh, my God. Yeah, so... Of course, it is every like Scandinavian lore ever. You only have to go so far before somebody is eating children, and that is their evil mother Grilla, who is 600 years old and eats children. Every like Scandinavians, like that is like the number one punishment for like rambunctious children is like being eaten.
Yeah,
always.
A lot of Northern European like children's folktales are just like, be good or you'll be murdered in cold blood. Good night.
Always eaten. Always.
That's why they're all so well behaved.
They're very orderly people. Yeah.
Their family also has a cat named Christmas Cat. So this is just like getting lazy.
This is wow, the Simpsons. Guys,
so whoever that was took the rest of the day off.
Yeah. Hey guys, guess what Christmas Cat does?
Got it.
What does he do?
He eats children.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to my home. This is my mom.
It's Christmas
Watch
cat.
Out. She eats children. This is my cat, Christmas Cat. He also eats children.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So how do we...
What a rotten family.
How do we defeat this awful cat?
Yeah.
I think it's just a beloved tale. I think it's fine.
There is nothing you can do to stop them, and they will claim their victims once a year.
They will kill again. And Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And I guess Merry Christmas, and remember, they will kill again.
It says also in the 18th century, Danish King Christian the VI, he tried to ban these because he was like, these are awful. And it did not work. People were like, we love our rambunctious Yule Lads and their child-eating cat, Christmas Cat.
They're trying to make this shitty family illegal, and they just won't do it.
Christmas Cat,
my new Twitter username. I call it.
It's me, the Christmas Cat. What does a Christmas Cat look like?
He's big.
He's giant.
And he's got blood all over him. It doesn't say anything beyond that.
I feel like if you Google Christmas Cat, you're not going to get what you need.
Also, this...
Christmas Cat Iceland.
Look, we are in a modern world, and people don't behave this way. I'm so confused. This is not even part of the fucking lore. This is just them interviewing this strange Icelandic child. 5-year-old Anita Hadrunardottir.
Nice.
Who is playing with her friends at the Menigardur Kindergarten in the capital, Reykjavik. I know that one. She said she was hoping to wake up to books and mandarin oranges in her shoe. Why do you want mandarin oranges?
This child needs help.
Yeah.
This is like the lotion Google image result.
Oh, man. It's
the
just
cat
a...
There's a kid like crawling away in terror.
The cat
outside,
is digging
and
her
cat
claws.
The cat has got its claws in the kid's back, and so is presumably going to be murdering the kid. It's not that big.
It's not that big.
Large meal.
It's
for
about
this
as
cat.
Big as like maybe like a. I don't actually
a
know an animal that size. Yeah, a wheelbarrow.
It's as big as a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, you know that famous way of just pegging things to what size they are.
Yeah, wheelbarrow.
You know about wheelbarrows? About 3 wheelbarrows.
Well.
So there's nothing we can do to defeat these people. There's no like, well, if you're good, it's like, no, they just come
and
eat.
If you're good, you'll receive a shoe full of mandarin oranges.
The
ultimate prize.
I think this is Iceland fucking with everyone.
Like, yeah, this might
be. They don't grow oranges in Iceland, do they?
That's why it's a treat.
Yeah, that's why it's so expensive. Yeah. You have but one mandarin orange a year. And Anita Hagrunardottir today is looking forward to it the whole time.
Anita Hagrunardottir.
It's just like,
good
man,
luck. Good
it reminds
luck
me of
her.
The lotion kid. You know, it's like, my man did great on his test and he wanted lotion.
Oh, yeah.
Remember who's that?
You've never
was
seen
he, like,
that video?
Is he like a Twitter guy or something?
Have you never seen it?
No.
Oh, is it time? Is it time for Eli's YouTube share?
Eli's YouTube corner.
This one is still really good for
I
audio.
I like it. I do like a child with a weird fixation being used for viral reasons.
I don't know
if it's
Christmas.
Good.
It's like a lotion gift child. Search that.
Yeah, don't search that.
It's Twitter user Bobby.
Lotion gift child.
He talks about it a lot, but it was on the news. It's from the news.
Yeah, but he's got the easiest access video clip.
Yeah.
Twitter user Bobby.
He's really funny.
Does anyone know him?
He's really funny.
Yeah, he got me. He's great. He got me a job, actually, like my first job in social media.
Bobby, give me a job, man. You're fine.
Wow.
Bobby, give me a job.
Can you turn on the big old screenerini? Rooney? Dooney?
Vamp, everyone. Everyone scat.
Christmas scat.
Wap it up. All right, I guess I'll watch. Oh my God, there's a double one?
No. So welcome to your audition for the Scat Jazz Scat group. You know what? Just vamp. Let's hear what you got.
It's like you're out of here.
Okay.
Sir, please, sir.
Thank you so much. And your friend, let's hear what do you have? All right, thanks so much for coming in. We'll get back to you.
You guys get my headshot or?
No need to follow up.
Yeah.
My email's on there. if you need to get in touch with me.
It's christmascat@iceland.com.
Christmas cat is going to, yeah. So the Christmas cat will not deliver lotion to this child after this story.
I guess I'll just look it up later.
Yeah,
we have a technical difficulties.
We could do maybe just the audio.
We got some content.
One of the best things about when I worked, I used to work front desk at a test prep place, and I had to do a lot of like lead generation when people came in, like take their emails and stuff. And it was all like 16-year-old kids because it was a test prep place, and they had the best. You just having someone have to tell you their stupid email they made when they were like 9 is awesome.
Oh hell yeah!
Did you have any good ones when you were children?
Yeah. I'm afraid to say one
no,
of them.
No, say it.
I had, God damn it.
Was it like the N-word or something?
No.
Like,
it was Game Master 46 at Yahoo. And then I also had, I think,
Game
like,
Master Eli.
Yeah.
The master
That's why
of
I
games.
Didn't want to say it.
I love Smash Brothers. I'm Game Master Eli.
What about you, Patty?
I was just Akbar. Like Admiral Akbar from Star Wars, mm-hmm. the catfish guy. Only I, this is like in 1996, maybe, I would have made it probably. Akbar in the, it was like pre-Google, so there's no way to look it up or see it written down. So is I had I used AKBAR instead of ACKBAR.
You motherfucker.
So,
how dare you?
So it's like, probably was put on some watch list or something after 9/11.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's pretty weird. Right
like,
there.
Oh, this belongs to a Patrick Monahan
right there,
in Connecticut.
Name is being radicalized here at home, apparently.
If you want like full body, just like chills, just remember the experience of like messaging your crush or whatever on AIM and like you'd have to do these like casual sort of like, hey, what's up? And it's, but your screen name is like Akbar. Like, whatever. It's like, Game Master wants to know, hey, what are you, what's up?
What are you doing?
Did you get that homework? Do we have homework? Hi, it's me.
And then you just hear the door slamming sound.
Oh, that it's brings me, back some bad sense memories, that door slamming sound.
It's me, Crash Bandit Dude. What's up? You got a contest?
Crash Bandit.
That's not one I have, but it would be good.
Hey, it's me, Chili's Restaurants. How you doing?
Yeah, yeah, that works.
Does it?
That one's pretty good.
All right.
And then I'll end this with a final quote from Anita Heidrundadottir, which is like, this is like Icelandic children. Why do they all speak like they're in like, you know, some sort of... My sister is scared of the Yule lads, she said. Why? She does not know them. That is why she's scared. They all speak like characters in a Mulaney bit. Like yeah. They're all like, everyone in Iceland speaks like they're in a John Mulaney joke.
Good public schools.
Yeah.
John Mulaney is a smart man.
Well, anyways, best of luck to that woman and her
the
cat.
Children of Iceland.
Children.
Best of luck to the children of Iceland.
Not getting eaten.
I Watch really for... hope you can avoid the inevitable red tide that the Yule lads and their shitty family will bring.
Yeah, watch out for that medium-sized Christmas cat that's coming to eat you.
Coming to eat you very slowly.
Yeah.
Piece by piece.
And
number two.
I was going to say a group of 13 Christmas vandals with very specific tasks. Extreme delegation
of duties.
Stealing
the sausage. So we go from Iceland to another famously sort of lighthearted, good-humored country. Germany. You guys know the famous the famous German...
I love jokes.
So this is pretty fun. All I got is a Western German town, but the dateline is in Berlin, so I doubt it was in Berlin, but anyway.
Berlin.
A small technical defect involving a storage tank
At the Dreimeister Chocolate Factory in Other.
That sounds like some delicious chocolate.
Dreimeister.
That was one they cut out of that movie. There's the Heat Miser and the Cold Miser and then the Dry Miser.
Dreimeister. He hoards dryness.
Yeah, he gave you ashy elbows all the time. just flake your skin.
So the chocolate in West, I don't know how to pronounce this one. Weston.
Let me give it a shot.
Westonen.
Westonen.
Yeah, I guess.
Where is it? Oh, yeah. Westonen.
Okay, well, we got it then.
I don't know. That wasn't as weird as I expected. It just has lots of O's.
So, anyway, a small tunnel defect involving a storage tank caused a spill of a ton of chocolate.
So a ton.
Just like literally
a spill of a fuck a ton of chocolate.
A metric ton of chocolate?
A metric ton of chocolate.
A ton of chocolate flowed out of a factory.
An ass load.
And Deadpool. And solidified.
Deadpool. It flowed out Deadpool. And then solidified into like a giant chocolate bar.
Yep. Into a giant sheet onto the street.
The street.
So if you happened to be like standing there, you could have been like, whoa.
So like a little child looked out the window and was like, Papa.
It's real.
Papa. No, is it Papa? The street is covered in chocolates. Again.
So after it hit the chill.
Wait for the street cleaners come.
What an exciting day for me, a six-year-old in Germany. Truly all of my dreams have come true. Father, get me my chocolate knife. I'm going to cut myself a reasonable portion of the chocolate street.
Yeah, just like that.
Yep.
That's my new character. Gruff German child.
Is there any
who
other
likes chocolate an appropriate amount?
Yeah, right. I don't want to eat too much of it. Doctors say little bit of dark chocolate is actually good for you. Your heart.
I want to make sure I can enjoy my boiled sausages later.
Papa, make me one soft boiled egg. I need energy to cut the chocolate out of the street.
Yep. So the chocolate did harden on the chilly pavement, according to the story here. And 25 firefighters were dispatched to pry the coating off with shovels using hot water and torches to remove remaining bits from cracks and holes. Because that is like a mess.
I mean, you got to cut
it. It's awful, yeah.
And you're going to get bugs.
You're going to get bugs.
I mean,
how are you not going to?
It's like Eli's bit. You're going to get rashes.
Yeah.
You're staring down the barrel of a shitload of bugs.
Yeah.
Just like, you guys hear about this?
Faza. Just like a huge. The flies like the chocolate too.
It's like bees.
There's bees.
Yeah.
It's like if a shark senses blood in the water. And
yeah, bugs sense but chocolate bugs. In the street.
Yep. That's right. It is though. It's like, you know about the molasses flood, right?
Oh,
there was a molasses flood in Boston in like the late 19th century that killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Because it turns out molasses is like real hot and sticky.
Molasses is really, molasses is underrated also. Molasses, you ever have those molasses cookies, the ones that look like flowers? Ooh, I used to fucking
I know that
rip
it moves very slow, so I'm surprised those people are not able to get away.
But then you get stuck in it and you have to move slow. It's like quicksand.
Yeah, there is. I remember back when I still did
cartoons.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would still have it back when I still did like fax-ins for Weekend Update like years ago or whatever. Yeah. They have one of their stories was like a salt factory storage thing broke and like tons of salt spilled on the street. And I was like, on the bright side, finally an end to Slugzilla. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
They didn't like it. Did not use it.
Did you ever get anything on SNL when you did that?
They told you if. They didn't when I started, but they started to tell you. They'd tell you if you got it to table, like if you got it to the dress rehearsal. And I got stuff to dress rehearsal, but I never got anything on the show.
Yeah.
I could have gotten $100.
Ooh.
I would have bought myself golden shoes.
They don't do
I would have bought myself Mandarin oranges and books.
I could fill as many shoes with Mandarin oranges as I want.
One Mandarin orange.
One Mandarin orange.
So the head of the chocolate company, Dreimeister.
Yeah.
Marcus Lucky, which sounds a little bit more fun.
Marcus Lucky.
Yeah, Lucky Chocolate.
I feel like you're like a Willy Wonka creep if you own a chocolate factory and your name is Marcus Lucky.
Well, he's the boss. I don't know if he's the owner.
Children.
He swings his like cape around. He has a top hat. Like, I don't like, it's weird.
It's Willy Wonka, but it's like, it actually embraces the darkness of that story.
Yeah.
Just like him coming out of him like, hello, children. I regret to inform you Victoria has fallen into the double boiler. She is dead. We will continue the tour.
She will not be winning the factory.
Yeah.
The factory will be back in action a couple days later. He said if the spill had happened closer to Christmas, that would have been a catastrophe.
Oh, thank goodness.
They have, like,
goodness.
Time to make more chocolate?
I guess.
Okay, yeah. You need those there's chocolate
gonna
Santas.
Big, there's going to be a big run on the chocolate
on
place.
On Dreimeister!
People banging the doors down to
Dreimeister chocolate!
Scooping chocolate out of the street. We'll make our own Santas. It's
fine. Just clawing shavings of chocolate under their fingernails.
Yeah. Clearly the solution was to have people ice skate on top of it and cut it into bars.
Ooh.
Pull it up.
That would have been really fun.
Yeah.
I wonder, Germany. I think it was.
Huh? I'm imagining like 4 or 5 inches.
Like it wouldn't have gotten that far before it started to harden because it moves slow.
Yeah. What percentage cacao was it? How dark were we talking?
I don't got that information.
I'm also imagining a cobblestone stream, but that's probably not accurate.
That's me too. And then the chocolate's getting in the grout of the cobblestones.
What a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That is, I know exactly how the Germans felt about it, is your whole thing. There was no whimsy. They were like, there'll be bugs, which is a miss. Yeah. Don't like it.
People seem to be very...
25 firefighters.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to them.
As firemen jobs go, you know, emergencies, gotta get this chocolate out of here. Could be worse.
It's not bad.
People think this is funny. It's not funny to us. We like jokes. I can think of things that are funny, like... Perhaps a man who's too tall to get in a room. That's funny. But the chocolate is simply a disaster.
The bottom line for Dreimeister is going to be, you know, it's good. They probably have insurance for this kind of thing, but,
insurance.
My question, did it...
They bought it from a man in a top hat 20 years ago.
That's right. It's like that and the volcano insurance they have. I'm curious as to whether, like... It knocked a wall down. I guess it didn't, but that's fun to think about. There's structural damage.
A tidal wave.
The problem was the tank was also made of chocolate, so it just melted.
Yeah, it just got hot.
The whole factory was made of chocolate.
In retrospect, not the best idea.
Yeah, got hot and melted.
Not structurally sound.
Well, good luck to Dreimeister on rebuilding.
Good luck to
Dreimeister. We can rebuild.
And this week, number one reason to say chocolate. What a time to be alive.
Oh, I for some reason thought there was more to that, but I guess there's not. We're going to round out our top three of what's going on in the other parts of the world, specifically Scandinavian and European countries. I guess this is you know what?
Russia's in Asia. You backed yourself into a corner here.
Anyways, the land of the Gucci priest.
That is what I call it.
Yeah. So Russia has been showing off a brand new, very fancy robot named Robot Boris.
Hello.
Hello. No, it's just a racist robot that says stuff about immigrants on local news in Russia.
They put it in like a velour jumpsuit and it squats next to like luxury cars.
Yeah, it's a problem because it keeps tying people to train tracks, so they have to shut it down. Anyway, so they did Robot Boris, and they're showing it off.
Robot Boris.
Robot Boris.
I'd watch Robot Boris on a wrestling show, absolutely. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Robot Boris. It's a Russian man with, like, silver paint all over him that dies because he can't get air into his skin.
Weighing in at 252 pounds, Robot Boris.
Hello.
Guys, think about this. Robot Borat.
Hey!
My wife.
My Wi-Fi.
God damn it.
Oh, anyways, so they praise they're like showing it off in some youth
showing
forum.
Showing off Robot Boris.
Yeah, in a youth forum dedicated to robotics. And they show him dancing and they go, Robot Boris has already learned to dance and he's not that bad. But sharp-eyed bloggers were dubious, says The Guardian. They had some questions. They said, why does he not have any sensors? And why did the robot make so many unnecessary movements while dancing?
And so then they're basically someone like, noticed, this robot is an inefficient dancer?
Yeah, it was like, it doesn't behave like a robot. It has flaws, which is something that another being has, which is us. And they also noticed, hey, that robot is just the size of a human, but a little bigger, like somebody's in it. And also there's a gap in the neckline. I can see somebody's neck.
So
I was really hoping they were going to get it because the robot started dancing and then he got out of breath. That was what I am imagining.
The robot's like leaning over with its hands on its knees.
Yeah.
No, it's part of the program.
Sorry, everybody.
A dad at Thanksgiving throwing the football around. That's like just a squat, like.
Sorry, everybody. Boris the robot to pull hamstring. Give me back.
He's very tired.
He uses up all his battery. He have to sleep in back. But get ready for him to come back.
All right, so is this guy still alive? By the way, this
guy, why would he die?
Got caught being like, has he been taken away somewhere?
Oh, God, yeah.
He was executed for his crime of pretending to be a robot.
Well, he was doing it for some big concern.
He's in prison with like 100 people that are in jail for being gay, and then he's like, I pretended to be a robot.
It's not so much that I pretended to be a robot, so I didn't do a good enough job.
Yeah,
I made a lot of unnecessary movements.
I was too human and didn't work out.
If I could do it again.
Too human. Just think of the irony.
Yeah. So they figure that out, and then they find like photos. They're like, there's a guy in there. And they do a little more research.
Hey,
and it
is
just,
that a fucking guy in there?
It turns out.
That's the research.
Let me assure you there is not a guy in there.
No. Robot is simply breathing heavy through exhaust port.
There's no guy in there.
Yeah, no.
No, I think there's a guy in there.
You like punch him in the stomach. He's like, ow. What? Oh, don't hit the robot. You hit his pain sensor. That's how they test it. Trevor just starts kicking the shit out of this robot. No, stop kicking robot. Please, no.
Robot Boris, no.
Surely a robot could survive being stabbed.
Please, the robot is my brother. I mean, it's a robot.
It's like, no, we replaced the sparks and springs that come out when you stab a robot with blood to be more realistic.
More real.
It's a guy on the floor of the robot, too, just a puddle of blood. Just kicking his shit. Oh, no, he's robot fluid. Too much oil, too much lubricant leak from bodies. Please stop.
Oh man, I really hope he's not dead now. Fuck.
Anyways, they looked into it and
They looked into the suit.
Yeah.
And it's
a guy.
It's just a costume. You can just buy it. It's called, and the costume's called Alyosha the Robot, which is like a better name than Boris. And it's made by a company. It's billed as, it's very expensive. It's 3,000 pounds, but equipped with microphone and tablet display, creates the near total illusion that before you stands a real robot.
Ooh.
Near total meaning
really,
it's not a robot.
Yeah, near total. Should have read the fine print on
this,
that one.
To me, would almost make the list just on the fact that there is something you can buy that you wear as a human to give the illusion
that
you're an actual robot. Like, that's just a very weird reversal to me. I don't know. It's strange. I don't like it. Creeps me out.
Sorry, I'm just reading more.
Give
so
us
now
more.
They're trying to say, they're like, we never said he was a robot. Sorry, they're like, we didn't try to represent him as a robot. It was taken out of context by the media.
This is fake news. Fake news. Yeah, that I said this was
fake
a robot.
News.
And then, God.
Fake
so they
news
brought
media,
him out.
Which is very unfair to the robot, okay? Which we never said was a robot, okay, folks? Look, folks.
This fucking paragraph. All right, so this is what... I'm going to just do it in a voice that I imagined. So he's like, they bring him out, and a very robotic voice rang out. I know mathematics well, but I also want to learn to draw, Boris said, before dancing to the little big song, Skibidi. And I don't know what the fuck that song is, but I would love to hear it.
I'm just imagining it doing the Running Man.
Doing the robot.
Yeah, just doing fucking Fortnite dances. Shelby, can you look up the lip song Skibidi by
Are you
going to
spell this at all?
Yeah, Skibidi by Little Big. I would like to imagine a Russian man in a robot suit dancing to it.
Here it is, Skibidi.
Wow.
All right, so as we come to the end of the episode, we're gonna do our plugs and all that.
And there's a dance too, just so everyone.
Oh yeah.
Oh, are they doing the Skibidi dance?
It looks like
the
it.
Robot is
even
probably
the guy, even the guy in jail is doing it.
I'm not gonna lie, this is sort of a banger.
Mm. It's a banger to imagine a man in a robot suit dancing.
The dog is dancing.
The dog is dancing.
All right, so we're going to... Yeah, just turn it down a little bit. We're going to do our plugs and stuff, but as we're doing that, I want you to imagine a man in a robot suit, Russian man, dancing to this song, and the plugs are scrolling down it, yes, over it, like,
and
credits.
Then at the end, the robot gets jumped by a gang and stabbed.
Beaten to shit. Yeah. And, you know, if this is ever made into a TV show, we promise the listeners that our credits theme will be Skibbity by Little Big. Do we have any plugs?
Plugs.
We got the show Tuesday.
Tomorrow.
10 p.m. Stand Up New York. It's free. There's a link for the tickets in the description. We got a great lineup. It's going to be good. We're not going to talk about
the cow.
Talk about the little cow instead of the big cow.
That's right. Now we got the Patreon. Patreon.com/whatatimepod. We got bonus episodes every week. And, and more. I don't know, What a Time Pod on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. What a Time Podcast at Gmail if you want to send us an email. And, hey, if you think of it, maybe leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That's supposed to be helpful for some reason. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, is there a slow lullaby part of Skibbity?
Yeah, they're still doing the dance.
This is a music video, so okay. There's like, this sorry. Is the part that makes it like art, I guess.
They're building it back up in a minute.
Okay.
Otherwise, there is Karma this week. There'll be no Karma the week of the 28th. That's it for me.
I miss the Skibbity.
Eli?
Feels so...
Yay, yeah! It's back!
I have a show that is in an hour, but it will have already happened when you listen to this. Other than that, Karma.
What did Paul Tompkins say? He was like, yeah, have had come to that.
yeah, have had come to that. But other than that, yeah, just come to Karma. You can follow me on social media and Twitch if you want at twitch.tv. Chili's Restaurant. I think that's it.
Just wait till cool. I get that they start doing that fajitas Twitch.
I've already learned the words.
Good job. Wah, wah, wah.
There was a puppet doing it just now. Only I can see it.
Yeah, it's just Patty a treat for Patty.
I don't think I really have anything to plug right now. Wrestlesplania, as I said, Greg Asode upcoming. We have a bunch of other really good ones that we've recorded lately, though, so check that out if you're interested in professional wrestling at all. Lie, Cheat, and Steal. We have a couple of really good ones in the chamber for that, too. That's my podcast about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters, so check those out. I'm Kath Barbadoro on everything, and that's it.
All right. Now crank that Skibbity.
Now Godzilla's doing the Skibbity dance.
Just crank the Skibbity.
Higher?
Higher. Yeah.
Skibbity. All right. We'll give you a little bit of Skibbity and then we'll go home.
Bye.
Bye.
It ended right when you said
it. It ended. Fuck.